This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
12.05 p.m. on Wednesday, the 10th of February. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Audrey Raj and
Frida Liu.
On the show today, we're going to be talking about logistics, career services, warehouse workers in Alabama. And we'll also be touching a bit about some new SOPs and how businesses and retailers have been allowed to reopen. Dine-ins are allowed again, you know, with limited packs. And we'll get to all of that. But on the show today, we are asking you this question.
Right, which is what's most important, a logistics provider? There is a poll happening on Twitter, Instagram. The choices on Twitter anyway is speed, cost, handling, and customer support. I know we've all experienced logistics
issues.
or we've all had to do this because we've all been doing a lot of shopping.
Yes, we have. And of course, we're talking about this because over the weekend, you may have noticed a viral video online of disgruntled J&T Express workers violently sorting customers' parcels at a sorting center in Pera.
Please let it not be a vase. The logistics firm was quick to apologize for the incident, but denied that the workers' protest was due to a cut in wages. Instead, the company said it was due to a misunderstanding on year-end bonuses, right? So J&T clarified in a statement, full bonuses are paid to employees who have worked for a year. For employees who have worked for less than a year, bonuses are paid according to length of working time without prejudice. Unfortunately, certain employees are not clear about the bonus payment scheme, which led to violent sorting of packages on February 4th, inciting some employees to make collective disturbances and posting the videos to social media. So J&T Express added that its Perak management had clarified the matter and employees there have resumed work on February 5th, adding that it's also addressed customers' complaints about damaged parcels, including transport food allegedly being stolen.
So what really happened here? Now, if you go online, you will see complaints of many different things. Among others, how there was a cut in wages and that J&T Express workers were subjected to long hours at work and they were actually not being paid over the overtime that was due. One specific tweet that gained a lot of traction online claimed that, and I'm just going to read this out, to those using J&T, hope you'll be patient as your item will be received late. There are a lot of parcels to be sent out, but riders' commissions have been deducted from, have been reduced basically from 1 ringgit a parcel to 30 cents a parcel. There is no extra pay for overtime, but workers are pushed to unload lorries until midnight.
So the company has denied the claims and said that it never reduced its workers' salary. And like we mentioned earlier, they put it down to a miscommunication and bonus payments due. So J&T, however, admitted it's also because the company had been taking in more temporary workers to cope with increased volume of goods during the MCO and had not provided them with sufficient training.
Now, they also call this a fault in management and have reportedly moved to remedy the situation by doing a couple of things. Now, they say they have now formulated special regulations and management methods for settlement of claims and supervision of similar incidents and fast settlement of lost packages. And I think just to address some concerns that people may have had after this February 4th incident, right? It's also introduced various changes following the incident, including on staff and vehicle expansion and management supervision.
The management is also going to the grassroots for training to ensure the quality working behavior of all employees. This comes as the Perak chapter of J&T Express uploaded on Facebook a video earlier this week of an apology by their workers over the incident.
Yes. So the 7 workers involved in the incident, they were part of that video. Now, so many people are beginning to talk about if we need a union for career service employees. Now, the Union of Post Malaysia Berhad, Uniform Staff Peninsula Malaysia, or UPUS, I guess is short for that, has expressed the intention of setting up an affiliated union for people engaged in career services. Apparently, there are more than 100 registered career companies in the country, and most of them do not have a union to represent the employees. Now, you know, I mean, like, they say that J&T Express say that this is actually an issue of miscommunication, but could it be an issue of lack of communication? Because when they came out, they had to explain, I guess, you know, finally sit their workers down and explain that, you know, if you've been working for a year, you will get a full bonus for the year.
Right.
But if you've only been working for half a year or say 3 months, you get a prorated bonus, you know? And it's something simple like that. I wonder how it was a miscommunication.
Okay, so there's also a broader issue of training as well. Now, they started in 2018 with, so, you know, in Malaysia with 7,000 employees. So I'm thinking the numbers would have grown, exponentially since last year, definitely, but not last year. So I'm just wondering whether it's grown too fast as well.
Yeah, and then it's an issue of trying to manage, you know, your growing staff, right? Especially when you're also, there's this spike in online shopping and, and you've got parcels coming at you, you know, left, right and centre. But yeah, I know. So we're asking you on the show today, what's most important in a logistics provider? Is it speed? Is it cost? Is it handling? Is it customer support? Now, I can imagine for some small business owners and retailers, you know, having a good customer support channel, someone that you can, I don't know, like chat with or call immediately, that may be the differentiating factor, right? Yeah. But tell us what you think. What's important in a logistics provider? When we come back, we'll be speaking to someone about, you know, what it's really like working in the back end of the logistics business and why crises like this happen in the first place, especially in this business environment, right? We'll be speaking to someone about that when we come back. But for now, get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back right after Eric Clapton with Layla. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Buggy Free Minum, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you something about your online shopping packages.
Right. What's most of it, this is happening on Twitter and Instagram. What's most important in the logistics provider? I'm looking at the poll results on Twitter at the moment. And leading at handling and customer support is 51.3%. Second is speed at 40% and cost at 7%. And others 1.7%.
Yes. So over on Instagram, we don't have a poll, but we just left you with an open-ended question. We have some messages that have already come in, but I have to say speed of delivery is, is in the lead right now.
Right. Okay. So we've got a comment here on WhatsApp. It says, Denson here, handling of packages is the crucial part. No point getting quick package if the item is found damaged during delivery as the price, you know, you pay for what you get. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. We also have one more message here to read before we get to our expert. And this is from Ramli. Frida, you want to read this?
Okay. So most importantly is that you please call me first instead of assuming I'm waiting on you 24/7 and arriving at my doorstep, ringing my bell profusely, honking maniacally, shouting as if I owe you money and settling off all the neighborhood dogs barking. I get that. Right? You know, just the assumption that I'm in, right?
Yeah. So we are talking about this today because there was a viral video online. It went just crazy over the weekend of disgruntled J&T Express workers, and they were violently handling customers' parcels at a sorting centre in Perak. Now, the firm was very quick to apologise about the incident, denied that the workers' protest was due to a cut in wages. They clarified and they now say that they're working on, trying to fix the situation, providing more training to their workers and such. We reached out to J&T Express to speak to us about this, but they declined to come on the show. But we do have with us right now Clarence Leong, founder of Easy Parcel and logistics outfit Pigeon, to kind of give us some insights into what it's like working in the back end of the logistics business and why crises like this happen in the first place. Now, Clarence, thank you for staying on the line with us. Just to start off, you know, what actually happens in a logistics facility? What are the major challenges working in these? What are the major challenges in working in these facilities, especially with the spike in e-commerce sales over the last year or so?
Over the year, you can always see volume has been spiking all the while. No matter it's like low peak season, high peak season, because every month you have sales, online sales. And that also makes already healthy behavior for people to buy online. And if you look at the challenges for deliveries providers, it's always never enough, right, of getting drivers to get the parcel delivered. And that's also one of the reasons why when we started Pigeon Deliveries, we also have a hybrid model where we have our permanent team members and we also have freelancer team members.
Okay.
Where I think over the past few months, we actually managed to recruit more than 1,000 of them for the freelancer side.
Right.
Okay. How much do guys, folks in logistics get paid? You know, I mean, on average, right? Do they have perks, things like that? I don't know what motivates these workers to perform their best?
Ah, very, very good question. Because a lot of time, we all are human, right? So how can we make ourselves excited? So we actually gamify the entire process. Like, the more you do, the more you're getting.
Okay.
So it's more on the incentivized basis. On top of the basic that they are getting.
Right. So you make it like a competition even, that sort of thing. There's a dashboard, that sort of thing.
Not really a dashboard, but they can actually see from their app itself, like, oh, where I am now and how much can I do to get even more. So it's very transparent where they can see exactly.
Right. And how much oversight does management have on the overall logistics process? Is anyone, you know, looking after riders, workers at the warehouses? I guess there is a warehouse manager?
We have a few. We have like hub leaders, hub lead, down to operation managers. So a lot of times, how they actually look at all these processes is basically through the app that we develop in-house. So from the app itself, they can actually monitor the performance from hub level down to drivers individual. So they actually know where is the parcel now, where is the driver now, and how is this particular driver's performance today at this hour.
Right. And how do you guys do it, you know, to remain competitive?
I think at the end of the day, pricing is one thing. Then, of course, the service level is the main key importance one. Like at the end of the day, who can actually do it well, that will be the key winner of it.
You know, a logistics crisis can happen to anyone, you know, with the demand for online shopping, especially just before, you know, the big festivities, right? So how would you manage something like this, you know, a spike?
I think setting the right expectation is very, very important. So right expectation applies to both the sender, the people who send the parcel, and of course, another area, the big area that to look into is the people who get the item delivered. So how can we actually set the expectation right before like the big festive season? And definitely all these team members, they already know. So how can we actually tell them earlier, like what to expect for the next 1 week and what we really need from them to help? I think a lot of time it's about communication, right? And we are all human. Although, yes, a lot of things can be done through technology. But at the end of the day, it's still down to how can we actually convey the message. And definitely it's a two-way thing. And that's how you build a great partnership, right?
Right, exactly. Thank you for that, Clarence. That was Clarence Leong, founder of Easy Parcel and logistics outfit Pigeon. Now, good points, you know, by Clarence there, especially like you just have to have that conversation, you know, have that open communication, warn the workers in advance, you know, festivities are coming, you're going to see an influx, maybe packages are coming like 10x at this time.
And I was thinking about this, right, and how something like warehousing, and that's where automation comes in. So, you know, what will be needing in the future, right? Where if you don't need people to handle it, can automation handle it? You know, IR 4.0. The other thing is we're talking about a spike, right? Most companies would normally be ready for a spike, right? Will be ready for a spike because they know these are periods, hot periods where packages are coming a lot more and all that. But I'm just thinking whether, because the spike is, you know, it's sort of like not part of the trend, you know, because this will probably be
unexpected.
Like unexpected trend, right? Because it's just a lot more happening. And that's why people come unprepared. So that's where technology comes in again, right?
And training, I guess. All right. But, you know, speaking about automation and just trying to handle an influx of packages, when we come back after the break, we're going to be talking about what's happening at Amazon warehouses. Now, you know that there's plenty of automation happening there. Machines go left, right and center trying to get to your packages and help the workers there. But the workers there have just begun earlier this week a vote to unionize, and we'll be giving you the details on that after a quick break. But for now, get in touch with us. You have 32 minutes left. What's most important in a logistics provider? Let us know. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. For now, here's REM with Orange Crush. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.